spice. If you got good beer, here's a little tip that I'm about to relate. I said, man, fish pie, if you got good bait, I'm going fishing.
Yeah, I'm going fishing.
I'm going fishing too.
Oh, no, me too. I went on. Hey, Leaf.
How's it going, Deputy D?
Well, it's a little bit different. It seems like I would be more out in the world. I've been more indoors lately. I'm not digging it. I don't get it.
I was just thinking, this is supposed to be the not busy time of the year, but I'm almost as busy as ever.
I would never say it's the not busy time of the year. It's kind of weird. I mean, I've been here late every night. I don't know how many nights in a row, and it's just keeps going. Maybe I'm slowing up. Maybe I'm not getting as much done.
I'm not going to admit to that. I mean, I shouldn't allow you to do the same.
Okay.
I went from doing my field biology work, the sci-tech work that I do there, coupled with my fishing guide business, to just basically, fishing. And I have a couple months off from the steelhead kelp reconditioning gig there. And so I usually, do a lot of time volunteering up at the loop. And I don't think we really talked about this a whole lot, maybe briefly once or twice in the past on the fishing report.
Well, that's the other thing I do. Well, I would love to have a little firsthand snow report because obviously I'm seeing it coming down. I'm expecting
it's been epic.
It has. Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I thought.
Yeah. I volunteer up there each year to do the terrain park, and I hope to do a contest each year, which I know we've become acquainted with, and I, since the Dove style.
Yeah.
And we just try to get that terrain park to where the kids can have a good time and safely kind of, just learn the various aspects of freestyle riding on jumps, rail slides, and those various features that you have in the terrain park. And, this year, obviously, man, we've had no problem building some of those features and have been really stoked on this new one that Mr. Stromberger and his class had put together for us.
I was watching that thing. They were building it over here in the welding shop. Uh-huh. And I know there was a time there where you're thinking about maybe having to purchase that something like that, but then we kind of built it homemade.
Yeah.
Built it in-house, you might say.
Yeah, it was great. You got to love a community like this where you have so much talent to draw from out of that pool where you can just, you got those guys like Barry with the metal that's just a master.
So what is this feature that you got?
Well, it's out of the family of what you would call rail slides or, hard features. This is a fun box, and it's called the Battleship. And it's kind of like shaped like the top of a stop sign. It goes up, and then it goes flat, and then it goes down.
Okay.
And that up is about, I think it was something like 10 foot long or better. Mm-hmm. And with a 4 foot long flat or even longer up on top and then another 10 foot descent. But the thing is nice and wide. So even your beginners can just, if you just trust that it'll slide like snow, it feels like snow, but it helps them to get used to that really super greasy, buttery, fast feeling of hitting a rail, which is different from where I came up riding on logs and stuff in the beginning of snowboarding, where you kind of had to lean back and give it a little bit of push. Yeah. On these, you have to be centered up. And
they're slick. They're not frictiony. They're slick.
Yeah, and you don't want to kiss it because it'll kiss you back pretty hard. So
well, it's made out of steel, right?
But, I mean, it's got plastic, too, on top. This is, you might call it a training rail, but then those guys that have got it really down, those kids that have got it really down can really do some awesome stuff on it, too, not be afraid to bash themselves up too bad.
Well,
even this old man.
You and I have talked a lot of times about how cool the Loop Ski Bowl is.
Oh, man.
It's, if people have had to wait in lines and wait in ticket lines and just wait in lines when they're skiing, man, we've got a luxurious situation here.
Opening day Wednesday, we had, it was like knee deep fresh powder, and it was on top of a really good base because it had kind of like snowed and then gotten kind of wet and then got cold.
Yep.
So that really armors everything up, and then it dumped just some really nice dry on top of that. And then last night and yesterday, put down another like 6 inches on top of that of some more champagne, just dry powder. So today, you know, I've worked most of the day, but I did go out for one run. I got to do at least one before you get out of there. You feel kind of like a fool.
No, that's your paycheck for the worker.
Yeah. So, you know, it was incredible. I took one run by myself, but just found myself hooting and hollering and laughing.
Sweet.
A couple of those turns were just so epic. You could just lay all the way back and just watch it spray. Oh, and it was that cool stuff that comes down out of the sky that's just kind of flying around because it's so cold and it's dry.
Yeah.
So those little champagne particles break loose. And nice. I know there's a term for it, but it was so pretty. It was blue sky up there. I know it was kind of gray down here we get above the yep. clouds. That's yep. the other thing you got to say for the loop is like you get this inversion down here and it feels like you'll ride right on top of the cloud deck as you go down off the ski hill up there because it's just beautiful and sunny.
Yeah, it has been beautiful. That's what I mean. I'm envious. I'm spending too much time indoors. I got to get
you got to come
out.
Up.
I definitely got to get outdoors.
Yeah.
So that has nothing to do with fishing exactly, but there is a type of fishing that you're going to get into.
You betcha.
You're gonna go out on the ice.
Well, yeah, you know, I had been doing some whitefish, and I will keep doing a little bit of that. You know, some moving water fishing throughout the winter. As long as whenever you see these warm-ups, those are going to be when I go out on the river is going to be during the warm-ups, and during those cool downs, I'll be out on the ice. I'm looking forward to really going out for my first full-fledged, ice fish this weekend, and you know, maybe get the boys out there or whatever, go to Patterson because it's, you know, I'd gone up there once, got out on one of the bays during that really cold snap where I knew what the ice was like, but then had been kind of cautioning people to stay off, and had kind of just drove up there and looked at it a couple of different times recently, and there was some open water about a week ago, but you know, I would say you could fully trust the north and south extreme ends of the lake.
Okay.
It was just like as you look at Patterson Lake and come off of the boat launch onto the lake, the last place was with open water was out there to the left in the middle, which is probably fine now, but you know, I usually fish both ends of the lake for more of my fish, or just right straight out from the boat launch is another great spot. Which is nice. That's a good spot for people like family that don't want to hike for too far.
Yeah. So when are you planning on going?
This weekend. You want to go fishing?
I mean, let me ask my mom if I can. If I'm
I know.
Free.
I got to ask my mom too. Mahoney.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Any other lakes that you've heard from?
That I've heard from, no. But I think at this point, you know, I would fully trust, you know, because Patterson's like one of the bigger ones here in the valley. I would fully trust the ice on, Campbell and Cougar are open if you could get to them, I think. But or I know Cougar is. But Davis Lake can be a lot of fun as well. Frost Lake, too, if you could get one of those giant lunkers through the ice.
Yeah.
I would challenge you to do so. And that would be pretty fun. Just watch the road when you go up there. The other thing I was going to mention, though, is there was some question of whether or not we would be able to open Leader Lake this year because of the fire and the dangerous trees that could, you know, Widowmaker fall down or whatever. It sounds like they found a spot there for everybody to park. So you'll just kind of park on the dam there, but people can go ahead and fish Leader, which is a good thing because that's been a great fishery ever since we got the opportunity to have that through the winter the last few years.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing from you.
Oh, man. I'll let you know how it is if you don't go there with me.
Don't count me out.
If anybody needs any info on how to do it, where to get it, just give me a call if you want to. I'm always happy to answer questions at 509-429-7298 or shoot me a line at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com. And hey, happy holidays. Take care of each other. Get that fish on. Mama gone fishing, baby gone fishing too.